The Red Cloud School's Heritage Center established its Visiting Poets series last fall with the goal of supporting and encouraging the aspirations of Lakota youth for creative self-expression. Audrey Jacobs is Red Cloud's museum educator. She sees the program as an opportunity for students to find their voices.
We need to hear them more, and we need to listen. We need to let them have more of a stage, and part of that is building confidence in our students and helping them find ways to communicate with others.
Patrick would never say the word love. So when you volunteer,
poet Tanea Winder agrees with Jacobs. She says there's nothing better than coming to a Native community and meeting young poets who are still finding their passion for words.
And it's just awesome just seeing how innovative and bright the students are and how they can funnel those gifts into their writing. And just it just gives me a lot of hope for all the artists that the world has yet to meet.
I remember the stranger's faces, so invading.
One of the students presenting a poem tonight is Marcus. The 17-year-old spoken word artist has been writing poetry since sixth grade. Marcus feels that many poets turn to their craft as a means of dealing with the difficulties in their lives.
I feel like poetry is kind of a tool that you can use to kind of be in communion with your pain and to kind of be able to face it head first and to go in and to experience that pain one-on-one and to express it through artwork is so important for kids to actually begin that healing process.
Marcus sees poetry as a gift that should be spread across the Pine Ridge Reservation, not only for Lakota youth to find their voices, but to then use their voices to make a positive impact in their communities. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.